Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Scott Trout, CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. We help men deal with the life changes triggered by divorce, such as child custody and property division, among many others. But life changes also occur after divorce. These changes can make parts of your existing court order irrelevant or harder to follow. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell. We're a partner men can count on.
Contact CordellCordell.com. 1065 East Hillsdale Boulevard, Suite 310, Foster City, California, 94404.
You are listening to The Bird Calls. For more breakdowns on the Pelicans, including interviews with coaches, journalists, and opposing experts, go to iTunes, search The Bird Calls, and subscribe today.
All right, as we try to take me to the finish line here, banging with my voice, let's go to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Ali Cassell, editor-in-chief of The Bird, writes SB Nation's great Pelicans blog and site, joining us here on Pushing the Odds. Ali, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Hey, Matt, good. How you doing, buddy?
I've been better. I mean, my voice does not normally sound like this, so I do apologize the first time you come on. This is not how I normally do sound, but I'm struggling today, but I'm trying to get my way through it, so I appreciate you helping us out here today. You tell me, how did the Pelicans win Game 1?
I'm Scott Trout, CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. We help men deal with the life changes triggered by divorce, such as child custody and property division, among many others. But life changes also occur after divorce. These changes can make parts of your existing court order irrelevant or harder to follow. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell. We're a partner men can count on.
Contact CordellCordell.com. 1065 East Hillsdale Boulevard, Suite 310, Foster City, California, 94404.
Well, they won it through a lot of Anthony Davis, a lot of Drew Holiday, you know, relying on their superstars. Playoff Rondo showed up, and their defense was incredible.
Okay, so playoff Rondo is a great point because certain guys do throw switches and they play really well in the postseason. We saw it last year with the Bulls against the Celtics. His injury really hurt Chicago, maybe turned the whole series around for Boston when Rondo wasn't there. Do you expect playoff Rondo to be there tonight and going forward?
Yes, I absolutely do. He's shown, you know, just like with Chicago, even before they got to the playoffs there, that he started playing better over the final 6 weeks or so. And guess what? Same thing's happened here in New Orleans. Ever since DeMarcus Cousins went down, that Achilles tear, Rondo stepped it up. And specifically over the last week, he was absolutely huge in the Pelicans' must wins, really, against the San Antonio Spurs and Golden State Warriors. And of course, he continued right along against the Portland Trailblazers in Game 1. 17 assists, 2 turnovers. He couldn't have dictated the offense any better, considering how tight, how well played both sides of the ball, both defenses were, that is. He was absolutely huge in being able to get some easy points, setting up all of his teammates.
Yeah, because and that's where I come down on the line that I've read a couple places that I disagree with, where the Pelicans stole Game 1 against the Trailblazers. Because, look, I know the backcourt did not play as well as you would expect for Portland, but Holiday and Rondo, I thought, played so well that it didn't shock me when you get that production out of Rondo and Holiday. Is that comment right, that the Pelicans stole Game 1?
No, it's not. It's something I've been writing about a lot, Matt, and talking about, that this is not the Pelicans team that you can look at the season stats or maybe take clips here and there of what they did previously. You got to look at what came into the playoffs. And really, over the last 25 games, they've been an absolute beast. They've been one of the winningest teams, one of the most resilient teams in clutch time, performing well on both sides of the ball. And now they've found a new starting lineup, one that's got Nikola Mirotic in there, and they've been an absolute buzzsaw. They're outscoring opponents. They outscored Portland's starting five by 15 points. So they've really been clicking on all cylinders, and nobody's really been talking about that.
All right, so game two tonight, and since this is a great stat, in best of seven series since 84, the home team that loses game one has won game two 78% of the time. So clearly the numbers are against the Pelicans tonight winning game two. But can they, in your mind, win game two and take a 2-0 lead going back to New Orleans?
Yeah, I know that stat well. But you know what? I've got to point out a couple things. First of all, one win separated both teams in the regular season. So you've got to think that a lot of those wins, that upset in that record is simply because the number one, number two, or number three seed were that much better than their competition. So this is a different scenario. And the second thing, of course, is I feel like, again, the Pelicans are not being given their credit. As to where the Portland Trailblazers struggled mightily, Matt, you know, especially with Damian Lillard and CJ getting off that tough start in the first half, I feel like the Pelicans can make a lot of improvements too. They can cut down on their turnovers that led to 29 fast break points for Portland. That's something that team doesn't do. They finished last in fast break points on the season with 8, and they had 29. And then, of course, you got to talk about all those offensive rebounds the Pels gave up. If they can just tighten that up and just tighten up a few of those other areas we've talked about, I don't see any reason why they can't possibly steal another game. In my mind, Matt, they're the better team.
Ali Cassell joining us, editor-in-chief of the Bird Rights Expedition site covering the Pelicans. So explain to me in your mind, through your eyes, what happened with Boogie Cousins when he writes on Instagram something about a mixtape, and he's supposed to not be able to fly, but he is flying. He did not go to Coachella, but he came here to Vegas to his new house. What happened there?
Well, what happened is he could have probably come to Portland, but the thing is, I don't think his rehab team and the Pelicans team, they weren't all going to be there in Portland. So it made literally no sense for somebody who has to continue his rehab during this Achilles, all of this rehab process that's going to be 4, 5, 6 months. So he was able to go to Las Vegas because the team is there in Las Vegas, if you may know, is a great place for players to train and rehab injuries. That's well known. So I think him not showing up in Portland was just a big deal made out of nothing, because he's going to, supposedly from what I hear, join a team in New Orleans where finally once the team gets back there, they'll have all their team doctors, physical therapists, and of course with Boogie, that'll mean less flying too, you know, going right up to Portland and going to New Orleans. That's a heck of a lot longer trip than just bouncing L.A. to Las Vegas, then going back to New Orleans. So there's a lot of things that I think weren't said, and it was kind of misrepresented. There's no devious. There's nothing going on Kawhi Leonard style, Matt, that's here to write about.
So it was a lot of nothing? It was just blown up into something that really wasn't there?
Right, yeah. He's very close with the team. He's constantly staying in contact. It just works out better for the schedule to meet up with the team once they're back in New Orleans.
So, but you would admit, though, that the initial Instagram post didn't look good, right?
Oh, no, yeah. It caught me by surprise. I'm like, he's in a plane. Where's he headed? A lot of us, of course, thought he was going to Portland, you know? So, yeah, initially, yeah, the shock was there, and it did look bad initially. But once you looked into the reasoning, you know, there's not that much to write about.
Yeah, it is interesting. You know, people might be looking for something. They might be, getting into more of a, I don't know. It seemed to be kind of a joke when I first saw it, and I was surprised that it went as big as it did. But it's interesting. All right, I got a couple minutes left, Ali. Let's get to the game tonight. For the Pelicans to win tonight, what has to happen?
First of all, they've got to take that first punch. I'm expecting that the Portland Trailblazers, of course, with their backs against the wall, losing game one, they know they can't lose game two at home. They're going to come out charging. And I'm expecting that the referees, and this is what I'm really going to be looking at, are they going to call a closer game? They really let things go in that first game, whereby that playoff game, Matt, there was the fewest amount of combined fouls and free throw attempts than any other playoff game by a significant margin. So I expect the NBA probably kind of noticed that. So they're going to probably look to redeem that, fix that. And, of course, the Blazers are a better team at getting to the line, especially Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. And you have to think, once they start shooting some of those free throws, they're going to find that stroke. They're going to get into that rhythm. And, therefore, that's the thing that scares me the most. That's something the Pelicans have to deeply, deeply avoid. Otherwise, you've got those two guys clicking, and they're on pace for 50, 60 points. Suddenly, it's going to take a New Orleans Pelicans' best effort on offense to try and steal this win.
It should be a really, really fun game. This is the one Western Conference series that I was really pumped to watch. I think two teams are very evenly matched. It should be a lot of fun. Ali, thanks for the time today. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight.
Great. Thanks a lot, Matt.
hope you've enjoyed listening to the Bird Calls on OTG and Nothing But Net here on Dash Radio. If you like what you're hearing, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes, retweet, share with your friends, and most importantly, subscribe today.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth. Teenagers can communicate entirely in emojis.
How was the birthday party? Pizza slice, kitten, soccer ball, pineapple?
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
What are you talking about? Paperclip, shoulder shrug, high five, wizard hat? What?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I can't believe it.
That Gerald is presenting the quarterly budget report with finger puppets?
Look, here comes a 1.7% decrease in fixed overhead. Hello, everybody.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with GEICO.
Who are you? The projected increase in organic Q3 revenue. Hooray!
Believe it. GEICO could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.